Episode commencing in 3, 2, 1. Episode initiated.
Welcome to your Lumen Industries training session. Here we praise Kier and drink the Kool-Aid while turning off a part of our brain each week to get through the workday. Here on Cosmic Severance, this is your GM Patrick, your CEO of brain implants and maybe human slavery, question mark? Joining me in moving scary numbers into 1960s computer boxes are my five co-workers, whom I know nothing about outside of work, as it should be, and your players. To my far left, this lucky duck won the waffle party. Please don't Urban Dictionary that phrase. It's Jabert jabbering away as Jamfrum.
Hey, 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 everybody.
Across the digital table from me, he's reeling from personal tragedy, so he throws himself into his work. It smiles, make him believe as redacted.
Good evening.
To my right, your friendly supervisor with some sick dance moves. Why, it's Tyler talking as Pradier.
Hello there.
To my immediate left, a fixture of every office building. Next, we have the baby goat herder, a.k.a. Drood, on play Zilix Thel.
If I'm ever bad at the last time on, it's because I severed in the middle of the episode.
Just pulled your brain out through your nose. And across from Drew, of course, the evil CEO in disguise, spying on herself, it's none other than Rebecca rolling with Asher and Sky.
Hello.
Hey, spoilers for Severance in our intro, I guess.
Yeah, thanks for that one.
That show's wackadoo.
It's cool. I've only got like a 3-month trial of Apple TV, so I probably wasn't going to get to it anyway. So,
what else is there to watch on Apple TV? Drew, you've got it. Name one.
Actually,
other
there's
thing.
A good bit to watch
there's
on, Apple
a ton
TV.
On Apple TV.
There's a few. What?
I mean, Ted.
Ted Lasso. Yeah, that's what I'm working through right now. So,
Ted I was about to say
Foundation. Shrinking.
Silo.
Silo. The Morning Show.
Apple TV Plus doesn't have much, but what it does have. Pretty
yeah,
good.
And it's yeah. also got a lot of movies that they've produced as well. That Beastie Boys documentary is fantastic. Weren't they the ones that put out Coda?
They did put out Coda and won the Best Picture mm-hmm. Oscar for
it. Really?
Deservedly yeah. so. It was a great movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie. No, I mean, here's the thing is like Drew said, like I know that they have a couple of things that have kind of fallen through the cracks in other services, but the bulk of what they have is kind of their original stuff. And while it isn't plentiful, it's very high quality.
Well, what was... Gosh, it was only a few weeks ago, but we did an intro for Foundation. I was like,
the Foundation
watching that show.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of people, but
everybody that didn't read the book loves the Foundation show.
Right. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Are you guys excited to get back into this week's episode?
It sounded like kind of like a klaxon. What you said, are you guys? Like, are you guys?
I hope you are, because we're going to talk about first what happened last time on Cosmic Crit. Last week, you guys continued to fight against the Kavirans in the hallways of the Golden Key. After destroying them, you all met the android science officer, Lady Spock, and the Korasha Lashuntan engineer, Tala, who asked for assistance as there was a fire in the engine room. And after grabbing extinguishers, you all got to the power core and fixed the fuel leak. You found out that the Captain Varum died in the crash after learning that the Culling Shadow fleet had retreated with no plans to counterattack. Continuing on, you all came to the crater where the lone Kul'Veth awaited your meeting around a dark purple crystal. What's wrong with that? Last time I know, I went a little stir crazy with that one.
You did.
Little nutso. I didn't remember what happened, so I just wrote what I felt in my heart. I might have forgotten some characters' names, so they might have
been made up. Weird that Lady Spock is an accurate character name. It's wild.
I don't remember saying that in the episode, but yeah, that's what it says in the book, actually. How do they get away with
all
that?
All looks right.
Yeah, are we going with all correct here? Yeah. What happened? What's wrong? Guys, what's wrong with me?
I mean, I since I already said it, the android's name is not Lady Spock, it's Mora.
Yeah, somehow you got that, Drew. Way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I'm sure she's a doctor. You don't need to call her lady.
Well, Spock on the show was not a doctor. Dr. Spock was the baby book guy in the 80s.
I was about to say, no, actually, Lady Spock is married to Lord Spock. So oh, it's like an official title.
This is a Duchess L. Duchess Spock.
Oh, I know one. Cruelveth was not alone. She had two guards with her.
That is true. Yeah, I think I didn't put them on the map originally, so I was like, maybe I'll catch someone with that. Nope. They're on the map right now, so you can see them. And very plainly.
I can pretty confidently say that the power core didn't have a fuel leak. Mm. I believe it was a oxygen tank.
I will take it. Yes, an O2 leak. Yeah.
One of them famed O2 leaks.
Yeah, that's enough. Yeah, I thought I made this actually pretty hard, but indeed, you also fought the Kaverins in the cargo bay. I tried to trick you with the engineer Tala by capitalizing Karasha Lashuntin. She was just human.
Just a person.
I mean, she was just a human being. But the captain was Karasha Lashuntin, which is kind of funny. And the Culling Shadow Fleet actually plans to lie in wait and indeed perhaps mount another attack, waiting perhaps on the order from Cruelveth, who has decided to meet you here on the dark side of the moon. That's where this episode starts. You guys have descended the 120 feet or so cliffside into this crater. Not really any way to escape. Yeah, you're in this.
For them.
Call an ambulance for yourself. Yeah, but you see indeed Cruelveth around a dark section of the rim. The crater here that as it's peeled back, the two warriors beside her carrying these large electric looking staff like weapons and heavy armor kind of move backwards, giving her some space. And you see a gaunt Draelic woman in flowing purple robes who invites you forward to the glow of this dark crystal.
I'm probably not going to walk up to the crystal. But
I'm making the car big and hopping in the car.
Chipper, what happened to you? We used to play fun games, TTRPG games together, where your first thing would be like, I lick the crystal. But now you're just like, everything's going to be a trap to you.
I got a team to think of. Patrick, and also, this whole thing was a trap, right? I mean, it's...
Yeah, they've already Draelicked the crystal.
Oh boy,
oh,
Drew.
Heavens. Oh,
I'm taking away you guys' episode reroll.
You know what, Patrick? Fair.
You'll have to earn it back by making me laugh. Good luck. Yeah, so Cruelveth will call you over, I suppose over comms, even though there is like a pocket of atmosphere down here in this crater that's kind of congealed in this little area here. But Cruelveth will say, step forward, meet your fate.
No.
Yeah, that's suspicious. Jeez, this one's too tricky. Oh, wait a minute. You know what? It's a double secret trick. She doesn't want us to step forward. That's why there's a bomb under our feet. I step forward.
Double, triple backstab. No, she kind of points a gaunt finger in your direction, Praetir.
No. Nobody ever really wants me to step forward, huh?
No, I'll hold your hand. We can go together.
Hey, I'll hold your hand. Don't worry. I'll protect you, Praetir.
Thanks.
With fingers of love.
Yeah, well, feel free to place yourself on the map where you like. There's a 10-foot glow coming from this crystal. Oh, you go right up to them, huh?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're talking, right?
Like I said, I am big in the car and hop in.
Praetir, it is too late in the campaign for you to make another character.
No, it's not, Jabert. There are plenty. I can play Ezra and Shire in a minute.
All right, I'll stand up.
Ed Ross is just like a planet away. I could play that so quickly.
We can do this. We can do this.
Do this.
Oh, no, he got innervated so much. He's level, what are we, 9? I don't know.
12?
12. Are we really 12?
I think we're 11.
No, 11. We're 11.
11. Okay, good.
We're not level 17?
You all have come here to worship Misaxenoi. Is that right?
I have had the name Misaxenoi stuck in my head for like days, and I've been like, "What the hell is that even from? Why do I know? What a weird name! Why would I have Misaxenoi stuck in my head?"
I'm not gonna lie,
I love it as an ultimate evil name, and Misaxenoi. I'm pretty sure I'm saying it right. Misaxenoi. I hope it's not supposed to be a Z in place of the X, like Misaxenoi.
Is this Misaxenoi? Misaxenoi sounds way cooler.
Patrick, just remind me.
I think it's pronounced McCavity.
Got it.
There's a whole song that goes with it, yeah.
McCavity kid. Are we here to worship Misaxenoi?
McCavity!
So, I mean, are you?
I don't know. I'm just double checking. I'm just making sure that I didn't miss something in the backstory.
No. She's like, well, state your name and step into the crystal's light.
We're not here for... Wait, sorry. This is your thing. Sorry. You do
this. No, it's okay. You could say something. I'm Praetor, but for all the trouble you've caused us, I thought you would have known our names by now.
This is for the Great One, of course. I know the rulers of this planet that will soon fall under the shadow, the culling shadow of Misaxenoi.
Then if you do say our names right now, because we don't believe that you know our names, and that is highly insulting.
It's rude, frankly.
Praed from...
Praed?
Redakisix, I think, was one of you.
Perfect, you're two for two.
Ashdeer.
Three for three.
Good. All right, I think she got 3 out of 5, right?
Jammed it. So that jammed.
She knows my name too. See?
Okay. We believe you. This is, and as you just said, this is jammed.
Zilix, whose name was not said, just crosses his arms and shakes his head. No. I see how it is around here.
I am Watcher Cruelfeth, the one who heard the whispers of Misaxenoi and was selected to lead the Order of the Culling Shadow on this cycle. Even now, I can tell that you probably hear them as well as your hour of doom draws close.
And Praetor, you did hear some whispering coming from the crystals on the dark side of the moon previous episodes here.
Yes, there are a lot of interesting perks that come with attunement to Misaxenoi, although I'm not a big fan of the endless whispers of the void.
You all are attuned to Misaxenoi, whose strong mind far outstrips any of us. This place, along with many others on the planet you call New Galerion, echoes the thoughts of the Culling Shadow, makes them almost understandable to us lesser beings. As the Culling Shadow draws closer, the whispers grow louder, so loud that soon every soul will hear them.
Well, I'm certain lots of people are looking forward to that. What I'm more, and I hate to cut to a chase here, but I'm excited for you to be here when the Culling Shadow does show up. And I can guarantee that you will be here when it shows up if you will just give me the orb. I just want your orb.
Whoa. Buy a Watcher dinner first.
I normally would, but there is a time crunch here that I'm not typically under. So, you know, maybe we can have that dinner under, like, Pharasma's judgment or whatever, but... Just, I need the orb now.
I do not believe that you are strong enough in your worship of Misaxenoi to be able to handle this power. This was developed by one of my predecessors long ago when the Order was first created. What do you know of Misaxenoi? Tell me what you believe.
Can I roll mysticism?
Is that Tyler that needs to roll mysticism?
Whoa, Jabert, don't be calling me out.
I believe, I mean, go on and say,
We, the chosen, believe in Mesaxenoi, the beauty, the strength, bathing in the radiance of a dark star, will accept our fragile mortal souls in its destruction when entropy has finally run its course. Mesaxenoi will gather the last few embers and make creation finally, truly complete.
Anyone can make a culture or religion check. See if this sounds.
What is religion, religion in this game?
Mysticism. Sorry, I'm so in the weeds with.
I know. Yeah, I know.
Second edition.
Whoa, natural 20.
Wish it meant something.
Well, I mean, it's. I think you, as along with Radier and Asher and Sky, recognize this is kind of a twisted version of the teachings of the philosophy of Ataxia. Many Draeliks kind of worship, you know, the idea of entropy in their part of the galaxy and the great Shadar. This is obviously something that would resonate with them, the worship of this destructive being. So it is kind of like an offshoot religion almost, with more, I guess, proactive goals, with actual destructive goals.
They're accelerationists, I think is what we call them.
But yeah, I mean, you can kind of bluff your way into explaining that you do you want to pretend to
sure
be interested in Mesaxenoi?
Yeah, but maybe like. It sounds like, if we're hearing the whispers, it sounds like there's a mental part to it, since all of Praetir's spells revolve around mental. Maybe he'll focus more on that aspect.
Well, yeah. Do you have any questions?
Yeah. If I'm not strong enough to use the orb, what level are they? What level? What's the minimum level requirement for the orb for statistical purposes? Actual questions. I guess they said something along the lines of that they were the Watcher chosen for this cycle of Mesaxenoi. So maybe ask how many cycles of Mesaxenoi have there been?
We do not know how long Mesaxenoi has made its journey through this plane of existence, but we believe the plane of darkness and entropy, Mesaxenoi has been around longer than energy itself. It is an idea given manifest and physical form in this universe. All praise Mesaxenoi!
Mesaxenoi, Mesaxenoi!
Yeah, this guy has got it.
Yeah.
I mean, this is your time to get questions answered from maybe the person that knows the most about Mesaxenoi, so feel free to
Forgive my ignorance, but what exactly is this Mesaxenoi? Surely we're not talking about some mumbo-jumbo spiritual destroyer of worlds. Surely you didn't come here to nuke Galarian to slaughter thousands to over some theoretical, hypothetical spirit.
All praise Mesaxenoi. Your curiosity is understandable. But first, let me dispel the terrible rumor that we want to slay or murder your people. No, no, no. We want everyone alive and healthy for the culling. But secondly, your vision is too narrow, too prosaic to begin to appreciate their form. For in our universe, in this plane, Mesaxenoi is given form, and while I have not seen it myself, other Watchers have spoken of a great winged being of purple-black crystals originating from the negative energy plane of existence. Mesaxenoi is said to dance on the rays of a pulsar, mingling with the star's essence to create the cleansing radiation of which so many have felt the embrace. Their hands kind of lift up towards the purple star in the night sky that seems to be a little bit larger than the last time you looked at it.
Well, if it has physical form, then it can be destroyed. And I grip my sword handle all the tighter.
It would take much more than your silly goofy sword or that blasphemous contraption you pulled from the ground. The necropositrine technology that you have sought to develop, but...
Then what would it take? Speak it. Speak it now. If you are so confident in your god, then tell us now. What is... What can destroy this thing?
But very, step by step, I'm writing these down.
Very simply, once all sentient life in the universe has died out, Misaxonoi will cease to exist in this plane of existence.
You fool! You've revealed your plans!
My only weakness, complete and utter destruction of the universe.
Oh, no.
No, just quick, everyone, stop being sentient. Just zone out.
Oh, we have detected the use of the necropositrine shield technology that you have developed. It is very... very novel. Unfortunately, it will not be operational by the time Misaxonoi comes once more to this world to spread its radiation amongst the lands below.
I can't help but feeling like the Emperor Palpatine in this moment.
No,
I'm afraid when your cooling shadow shows up.
Be quite operational.
Our necroprostitute shield will be fully operational.
Well, it has followed cycles before where watchers of the cooling shadow have come up against resistance. It is why over the centuries, the fleet was developed, but there are other contingencies in place if the fleet is disabled. You need not worry about it. Now that you are here, you will be the first destroyed by the radiation, as it will hit this crater before moving on to the planet below. It will destroy all life on this moon. We will be the first to feel the gathering of souls in the dark embrace, but...
Perhaps we will, but you will not. And I grip my sword even tighter. Ah, I'm crushing my sword hilt. I'm so ready to fight.
Why don't you make me a sense motive check as she's explaining this?
Can do. It's like my thing.
I'm not required to be trained to do it, so I also can do it.
Why would you say that, Tyler?
Yeah.
Okay, well, hold on one second.
Why would you say that? Oh, no. Rebecca.
I got a natural one. It's a pretty good one for me, too.
I rolled higher than both of you.
I was about to say, technically, Jabert did roll higher.
Okay. because of my theme, I can re-roll. I have to spend a resolve point. But I get to reroll failed sense motive checks. And on top of it, I get to add a circumstance bonus equal to half my character level.
You know what? Since he's my ward, I can aid him automatically. I'm going to aid this man. I'm backing him up.
Tyler, you are not allowed to reroll this sense motive check.
Por qué?
Because you've rolled the success with the 24.
Oh, okay, good.
I got you there. Yeah, no, you can reroll fails. It's a DC 24. You notice as Watcher Cruelveth is explaining, you know, that there is no weakness in the form of Misaxonoi. They seem maybe there's a little bit of hesitation. They're a little nervous. Maybe they are holding something back.
Tell us the truth, you jerk.
While I would love to believe that Misaxonoi, in its infinite greatness, is invincible, the truth of the matter is we know that even deities can fall and perish. There is nothing that cannot be sent to judgment, Misaxonoi included in all of that. You must be worried about covering for that weakness.
No, but as I said, I've not seen the physical formation of Misaxonoi's crystals. There could be like an exhaust port that I don't know about, and I just don't want to. I don't want that risk, so I do plan to absolutely disable your fleet before Miss Axanoi gets here. And I apologize. It sounds like you are very interested in stopping the Culling Shadow from taking your life and mine. I thought you were here to worship Miss Axanoi. That's why we invited you.
I mean, to be fair, I'm here for the orb.
Okay, well, you can only become the watcher of Miss Axanoi by witnessing my death and somehow surviving it, watching it from afar, as is our tradition, why we're called watchers. So if you would like to leave this place, you will see Miss Axanoi absorb my soul first. If you want to get back on your starship, you can observe this from afar, and then the orb will be yours after your planet has completely fallen.
I'm just talking in hypotheticals here, in case.
Yes.
What if I were to watch your death from something besides Miss Axanoi? What if, what if someone from the fleet came by and nuked this crater? You died. I watched. Would I get the orb then?
Nuke? No, that would be really. Then I would die before Miss Axanoi took my soul. That is the last thing that I want to happen. Oh, that would be really ironic to have spent my entire life in the pursuit of this perfect death to just die, like, you know, yes, a few hours before it happened. What?
That would be that, but would the orb transfer thing work in that outlandish scenario?
Yeah, I don't know. That has never happened before. And pray, Miss Axanoi, that never does. We have an unbroken line of a procession of watchers. Very similar to Space Pope, but much cooler, because it involves you have to watch the person die.
Ah. Okay, well, here's the thing. Mm. And I really hate to disappoint you.
Joke's on you. He's been putting pickles on his hot dog since he was born.
is this true? Pray dear, say it is not true. No.
I told you that in confidence, and you just shouted into everyone in the crater.
He said ketchup sucks.
Okay. All right, guards, take him away. He must be thrown into a prison.
I know I'm going to disappoint you here, but in my pursuit to understand Miss Axanoi, I do want that orb. And
boy, howdy, you're really on about this orb.
Really on about it. I did tell you that was the reason I came here. So in the attempt to hope that I can sort of circumnavigate the traditional inheritance from the Culling Shadow, I'm going to have my teammates kill you. I'm going to watch, and then I'm going to try to take control of the orb.
I'm sorry that you profane this ritual with this talk of death. You think that you are ready for death, but I have lived my entire life for this moment right here. It is absolutely ridiculous to think that I would have invited you here without a backup plan.
I can't wait to see it.
Why don't you guys make a little perception check? Pop into the turn order here with initiative roll.
Perception and then initiative.
Well, initiative, and then we'll talk about it. I'm once again in second edition mode.
Yeah, right. Oh, right. Yeah.
Okay. Initiative then perception.
Well, just roll your initiatives.
Oh.
So slow.
Bert, would you?
I'm so slow.
Oh boy, that's rough.
Oh boy.
Well, to be honest, everyone is rough here except for Rebecca rolled like a rolled all of your guys' numbers added together, I think. Just about. Just about.
Perception's not as terrible. But.
Well, you don't have to worry about perception because Asher and Sky is like the only one going first. Rebecca, why don't you make me a perception check as you are going to lead us off in the start of a combat here.
Okay, so 31.
Okay, maybe you can't see. Double check. Oh, nope. DC 28 perception.
Rebecca.
Is there really supposed to be this many alien guards? This can't be true.
Oh, great.
What level are you guys again?
11?
Oh, what a shame.
5.
Good bluff, Miles. Good bluff.
Oh, definitely going to die here. Rebecca, you see what looks like a number of glints in the distance as there are sniper rifles on the ridge.
Geez, Louise.
Yeah.
Stupid game. I hate this game so much sometimes.
Oh, there's so many of them too. I don't understand.
Like sniper rifles don't work for players at all. They work amazing for GMs because like GMs don't have to have their characters on the map.
Like, they can be set up ahead of time for this exact purpose.
They'll wait here for like 3 weeks for us to show up.
Rebecca, you're up first.
But if we don't name this episode Galarian Sniper, then we are really missing the
Galarian.
They're about 200 feet away up the crater wall in kind of the western side of the crater.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh well, we're dead.
Yeah.
Well, how high up is the crater again?
About 100 feet, 115 feet.
I think this is a good time to remind Drew how much fun second edition is and like, you know, how much fun he's going to have in second edition and like, it's good.
Who's our jetpack people?
I have a jetpack.
I think she's the only person with a jetpack.
Do you think you can 1v4 all those snipers?
just use some of that kitchen rope and carry us out of here.
Well, I mean, I'm kind of wondering, like, distance-wise, because what's my pistol distance?
90? You'd have to get all the way up to the top.
Right, but can I just go up from where I am, or do I need to go forward at all to be...
You said your pistol's 50?
90.
90? You'd have to go up and towards them quite a bit. You're 125.
And how far can I go in my jetpack in a single turn?
60? I think if you take your full turn, you can double up.
I think that, well, I think a full move is actually more than that. Like, you can sprint. I guess it doesn't work for jetpacks, but...
Or... You can run to me, and I can turbo-teen us across this crater pretty fast. Or you could just hop in Vacted's car and turbo-teen across the...
I don't know.
But we need to go up.
Right, yeah. But that'll at least take you closer to where you only have to go up and not up and over.
I mean,
because the car is still going to get you across the map faster.
It's technically an improvement, yeah.
Well, I mean, Redacted has made the mech already embiggened, so...
How big is it? Can we all climb inside the mech? Can I climb inside the mech?
Yeah, as a move action.
Like, it can hold more than one person?
Yeah, yeah. You guys have all been in before. Miles, it has no capability of climbing, though, correct?
The walker, let me double check. I think it might.
I mean, I've seen the trucks out in those, like, sandy dunes. They could go up some pretty wild slopes. Once you just get some speed going.
It's not a truck, though. It's a
truck if the legs move fast enough, right?
Survey walker.
Oh, damn it. Should have had wheels.
I do not
see. Walking. It's a six-legged walker. Can handle most solid terrains.
Oh.
Got a pretty good 40-mile-an-hour land speed. So you can get across this crater like nobody's business. But I don't believe it has any climbing capability. And it's pretty sheer cliff face here. So what are you thinking, Rebecca? I will say from where you are at right now, it's about 170 feet to the snipers.
If I flew straight up, but I can only go 30 feet, right? So that wouldn't help with any range increments then.
I mean, if you move 60 feet towards them, that would reduce
right,
this
but I only get 30 feet
to about 132.
Right? I mean, and you can shoot outside your range increment. You just take a -2 for every range increment you're outside of. So
right, yeah, that's what I'm thinking is like, how close can I get? I realize it would still be outside my range increment, but so
yes,
but I can only go 30 feet, right? I still want to shoot.
Correct.
Okay. But I want to go like up and over. So.
Okay. I mean, you probably only get about 20 feet then if that's all you're doing, if you're going up a little bit as well. So that would take you several turns to get right up next to them.
Well, let me just move here 30 feet forward. I'll sort of stay just above the ground or wherever I was. I don't know how high up I was before. And I guess I'll shoot from here at the one that I think this is the closest one.
Sure. Tricked and
the natural one.
Natural one.
Critical spitting, fail. I think.
Critical fail. Yeah, you're taking a pretty extreme shot. Do you want a official piezo critical fumble deck or a fan fumble?
Let's do a fan fumble.
All right, bring it up, cosmiccrit.com. These are unfortunately going away in season or Starfinder 2E. I will miss them. I will miss all the fun crit fails that we've had over 8 years. And what better way to send these off with, this is a fun one. Submitted by Rabbit, our good friend on the Discord. It's called Overexposed, Sun in Your Eyes. You wouldn't think it would be a major problem on the moon, but there's like no atmosphere to stop the sun getting in your eyes. You're looking down the barrel of your gun and catch a direct ray of light. Make a reflex or fortitude save or become dazzled. Ooh, no, Rebecca.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Rabbit did you dirty here. Roll a d6 for me.
Or episode reroll.
Ooh. Dazzled for 5 rounds.
That's insane.
Turns. Yeah, I know. Okay. It's
because this fight needed to be harder.
Right.
Well, you got the sun in your eyes. It's not good. It's not good. Okay.
But you know what is good? The refreshing taste of Lipton iced tea.
Are you about to be doing some teabagging, Jabert? Is that why we're bringing Lipton into this?
Pretty good stuff. Pretty good stuff.
You take my teabag out of your mouth when you're talking to me.
It is time for some snipers. And
good night.
I think I got everyone. I got one for everybody, maybe except Redacted, who's in vehicle. So we're just going to triple focus rifle blast just about everybody here.
Come on, 4 ones.
Now roll down the initiative turn order.
They're definitely pulling cards if they throw ones, though.
They are not. Oh, no, Tyler. Why would you
retire
curse
from
us?
This conversation? I'm going to retire from this entire podcast.
Curse everyone like that. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Well, I still have 6.
Yeah. So I didn't call for any. They also have trick attack, which I did not use. We're going to start off light. We're going to see how we're going to test your abilities here. So, all right. I've got their bonus. And we'll go down the turn order. Oh, what I was looking for is there any? Yes, there is a critical burn effect because I've rolled 2 19s, 2 super hits.
Good.
Let's see. The first one is to Asher and Sky. Somebody roll this damage. Okay. It is not a ton of damage to start off, but these will get more deadly, I am sure. 12 points of piercing damage as a bullet kind of rips through your spacesuit here. And you are on fire for 2d4 burn damage as the critical. The second 19 is going to Zilix way in the back. I guess I'm just assuming that these hit. I'm sorry. Let me first ask Rebecca, what's your... your KAC again. Or, I'm sorry, your EAC fire.
Damage. Oh, 27.
Yeah. Yeah. Drew is going to be a hit, right? Because you're.
Unless
less
the thermoregulator does something.
This is fire damage, but I don't, unless you have fire resistance.
It's the other one. There's another one that's like the Drew fire resistance.
13 points of fire damage, and you are also burn condition. This 6 is against... Oh, no, it's against Praetir. Tyler.
Oh, it hits.
Tyler. So, I think I hit everyone then.
Yes, you did.
14 points of fire damage. And actually, maybe not Jamfram. Jamfram, what is your EAC? I've rolled a 17 for you. This is only 32 EAC.
Let's see here. Yeah, EAC. Oh, that is exactly a hit. Ah.
All right, a little bit of fire damage. 15 points of fire damage. And yeah, I think these guards are going to move in as well. Doop, doop, to Jamfram and to Praedir. These are pretty beefy guys in heavy armor. These two with what look like modified Draelic shadow staves. So we're going to make one attack against Jamfram. No, I believe you said 32 is your EAC.
Correct. Yes.
Right. So that is a miss. And did roll in anything except a one. A natural 19 against Tyler. Another good old hit.
At least I'm finally going to get my wish.
Doop a doop a doop. 19. Ooh, maximum damage. 19 cold damage. A lot of energy based damage here. Krulveth says you came here to defile this sacred moment for the Cullen Shadow, and I was going to let you die with me, but now you will die first. You ruined everything, Praedzilix, whatever your name is. Thought we were going to be best friends.
Sorry, but I can't help but want what you have.
You see a purple kind of liminal shadow envelop Watcher Krulveth as their hands kind of, they have a purple glow. They have like an aura around them, and they will step between you and the crystal. And Tyler, we are gonna really beat on a Praedir here, I think.
Hey, can I bonk him?
Yeah, I guess there's not a lot of room here.
Yeah.
Yeah, go right ahead.
I have a staff in my hand. I'm not gonna do anything. I'm not gonna hit him, but I'm gonna bonk him. You know, might as well try.
Might as well stiff him.
Yeah, I mean, I miss.
Yeah. That's right.
That's a critical hit to me.
Do you really have plus five to hit?
Yeah.
My. That can't be right.
That can't be right. Possible?
What do you mean?
Searching your class. Do you have a negative in the melee attack?
No, I have a strength of 10.
What's your BAB then? Your BAB should be higher than my
zero. My BAB is, it's 8. My bad.
I was like, that can't
that's
be all right. Right.
I never do this, and I never do this.
That's fair.
Okay, good. All right. Well, adding 3 to that is still a miss. So I was about to say, oh, wow, you have no chance to hit it. 15 to not. But you have a chance to hit. It's very slim, but. All right, so he's going to come up, and you watch as entropic energy wraps around his fist and just gives you a throat punch. Let's see how this goes. Another natural 19. I'm so close, and yet so far.
I feel really bad for you.
No critical effect on this. Just a whole bunch of damage. So much damage.
I did say I was going to watch, so this is sort of lining up so far.
30 damage, half acid, half bludgeoning. That is their full turn.
They don't have a critical hit effect? Oh, you did say that already.
They don't on the entropic
strike. Surprising.
Yeah, I don't believe so. At least it would say it usually. Oh, they do on other attacks. Got it. Okay. Go ahead and take your turn, Zilix. It seems like poop. Done hit the fan.
Okay, so I have a question about the actual vehicle rules, just because I don't know, and Miles could probably tell me this.
I'm sure he will. He's a font of information about vehicle rules.
I do have a question. How high are these guys up here on the ledge again?
Yeah, it's something I can actually look up in the book instead of just generalizing it every...
I think it was like 130 feet when we had to come down.
It was 150 feet on this side that you came in on. Let me just double check. Oh, no. The other side drops off 150 feet to the crater bottom. So that is about as high up as they are getting. It's a little higher than I let on. I apologize. So it is up very high. I feel like there is a natural step built into this side. If you see on the map here,
if we kind of went up.
Climbing out, yeah.
Yeah. Like how high are these steps? Is this something you could run up, or is this something you'd have to climb up?
It'll be climbing.
You know, I'm gonna ask this. How high are the steps? individually. Gazelix is a natural climber, so I'm trying to see if it would be easier to climb up that
15
way.
Feet or so. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, I got an idea now. All right, so Miles, I can turn into a car, and I have a speed of 20 feet, but a full of 500 feet. How do I get across this the fastest way possible? Do I just... is it one turn? Is it...
It would be a full action.
Be a full turn.
Do your full movement. So what is creating a car out of your scales? What kind of action is that?
Well, when I use a nanosite point, a nanite surge, it's instant. So...
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you can easily get to that side of the crater with a full action.
I'm going to park it right here. And I'm a car right now. I am specifically... an urban cruiser.
Beep beep.
What probably not going to do me very much good to.
I was about to say, can you turn into like any kind of vehicle, or what's the limitations?
I have to have it picked, so it's whatever I picked when I first got the car, and I haven't updated it since. So I don't know. I probably have the action economy to drop out of it.
No, not if you're using full action to move over there.
Yeah, although it's beep, EAC plus beep. My EAC in the EAC of the car does not replace my full EAC. It still operates off of car rules. So
okay, that'll take us to Pradier.
I don't like where I am.
You are surrounded by
listeners.
The
I have
shadow.
three melee class individuals.
I mean, Krulveth might be a caster.
I don't know. No, he's
a Solarian, I think. Or not a Solarian,
a Vanguard.
A Vanguard.
Well, that's not good.
Nope, that's really bad. And, I mean, I just haven't... I've been trying to think of like what I can try to do in this scenario. It's not a lot. I'm trying... Right now, I'm going through my spells and trying to figure out which might not provoke attacks of opportunity. And unfortunately...
If you want to wait for me, I can try to provoke for you, if you like.
Yeah, I'm going to hold till after Jamfram goes. That's a good idea, Jabert.
Okay, then that'll take us to Redacted next.
All right, question the first. Mm-hmm. If I pop over to this area kind of over here, mm-hmm. am I still covered? Like, can they see? Is this kind of additional protrusion of rock covering that area? Like with the snipers, would I still be blind to the snipers since that shouldn't be in their line of sight?
It's a fair point. Patrick, you're muted right now.
Oh.
Sorry, I coughed like an hour ago.
Oh, okay. I muted myself. He's really considering this.
Yeah. Seems pretty reasonable.
I was just like, make me a perception check or survival. And then it looked like Miles was playing the waiting game because he was like, who breaks first. That was very funny. I normally don't mute myself, but I didn't want to cough directly into the microphone.
Is that 32 for perception?
Yeah, you'd have pretty much complete cover from those
snipers
basically behind this ridgeline here. And I think that roll is good enough. You could tell at the base of the cliff, there'd be a good amount of cover from them as well. You know, they could move.
Right.
But, you know, it's a very large crater, so they'd have to probably double time it too.
Gotcha. All right.
Get a shot.
I'm going to move to that closest bit.
Boop. Okay. That is a full action move,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. All right. The mech is out of...
I wish it was a mech.
Out of the shot. Well, yeah, your walker.
Yeah.
Base walker.
My Texas Ranger.
Jamfram. Jabert. Jabert's doing the fun game as well. He's like, you guys don't get to hear what
I
say.
Oh, man. I can't believe I did that.
You had just called Patrick out.
Everybody on mute right now.
Only cool, funny, smart, attractive guy. Forget that they're muted. So,
yeah. So I'm going to challenge this one here that is threatening Pradier to the south, but I'm not going to just take a 5-foot step. I'm going to like step around and make a big show of like swinging my sword around and sort of creating a lot of space. So I'm taking a regular move action to get there.
Okay. Trying to provoke from these gentlemen.
Yeah. And from Krulveth if she'll do it.
But. Okay. Let me make some attacks of opportunity.
Boy howdy. Boy howdy.
Well, the 3 is definitely a miss. The 17 on the guard, Culling Shadow guard, is going to be a hit. Four. Ooh, minimum damage. Cold. Ooh, that's damage.
Cold.
Oh, wait. I'm supposed to be rolling. Oh, I was doing the range damage. Okay, I'll keep it for this, but it's still, oh boy, the melee damage is so much damage. 25 points of,
jeez Louise,
bludgeoning, slashing, and or piercing. Is that right? No.
Okay, well, at least those are against KAC, so.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's something we got going for us.
So what is it then? What
25?
No, what is the type of, what's the damage type?
I'm guessing all of them. Usually it would say if I have to pick one, but let me just double check here.
All right. Well, if it's slashing, I get resistance to that. So I'll take a resistance to that.
Well, at the very least, yeah, it would be. Well, let me just double check.
Like, other things don't bypass it. If it's all three, then like I take the resistance off of it. Right. And so.
Well, if it's all three, it's like divided up into thirds, but I don't think it can be that. Let me just double check.
Yeah, I've never heard of that, but.
Well, I mean, there's
usually it's like versatile, right?
Yeah. Is this a standard? It deals bludgeoning, slashing, or piercing, your choice, as it manifests.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. You want to just roll it randomly?
Well, I was about to say, I think I'm just going to roll it randomly for each of these guys. So, we got, I'm sorry to say, one bludgeoning and one piercing. Mark this on. Bludgeoning has got the wrench. Piercing is going to be, is there an arrow icon? And this one. So, and then the other guy missed. Cruel Beth will try to give you a punch. I don't think a natural toot is going to doot against
not.
Even your EAC. The Entropic Strike goes against EAC, even though it's
yes.
both. Yeah. All right, miss, what would you like to do? You're moving around, you're provoking.
I mean, I'm kind of trying to make a show, but what I'm really doing is I'm challenging this guy. And so I'm going to make a intimidate check and then an attack, I think. Is that the right order for that?
That's right.
Look at it. Do challenge. Single attack. Whether or not you move. Sorry, 1 second. Okay, so I make my intimidate check first, and then I see if I can hit. Let's see. Whoop. All right, 23. That's a fail, but I will make an attack.
Yes, against the guards. I don't believe that is a success.
No, it's really hard in second edition. 22. Ooh, thing. So
we're on the dice. I mean, you have a whole episode reroll if you want to use it.
Oh, you weren't looking at the camera, were you?
Oh, no. Okay, well, I thought you were talking about the attack, or I was talking about the attack.
Yeah, no. I mean, well, also, why would I reroll that attack against this mook on the front turn one?
I don't know, man. I'm just what? Trying to help. I'm on your guys' side. I'm Pradier. Tyler, you've got friends helping you out. Yeah.
Thank you.
You want to get further away or yeah?
No, I think that's okay for now, because at least I can back up somewhere.
Okay.
That was part of the problem. I don't want to get too far
you're moving,
away jam from.
You're moving about 15 feet away from the crystal in the crater center and towards the western edge where the snipers are, looks like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Just right out in the open.
Yep.
Sounds good to me.
Don't know where else to be. I need to be close enough to jam for him to help him.
I'm not going to tell you where to be, Tyler. I'm just going to tell you to be where, you know?
Good. That was a good line. Let's try.
Everything here has a brain, and it's ready for your
scanning. Many more options.
Ready for the scanning.
All right. We're going to, let's see what will saves they have. The one of the mooks that is threatening Jamfram, can they please make a will save against, I think we're just going to go for a classic hold person.
Classic. Okay. Pretty good. Pretty good.
See if we can
It wanted to be a 14, but it's a 4 on the dice, and that is a bad fail. A bad.
They're
not good.
They're held.
Okay.
Oh, can I make a quick, oh no. I need to. Okay, well, I'm gonna. Can I make a quick change of what I do during my turn?
Yeah, you move in next to Jamfram.
Well, actually, while I'm still surrounded by everybody, I'm gonna do the swift action to give Jamfram Phase Blade.
Okay.
Then I'll move away and do the whole person spell.
That's fine.
On the move. Thank you for. That's I meant to fine. Do that, and I had forgot. I had forgot.
All right. That is turn one, Rebecca. We are on to turn two, and you are on fire from the burning condition.
Do I take that damage first or act first?
But yes. Go ahead and do you want to roll a reflex save and I'll roll the damage?
Oh, I already rolled the damage. Sorry. Oh.
It's okay. We rolled the exact same
look at that.
Dice in the exact same order. And obviously, you take 5 points of fire damage and you can pat it out. Pat out the condition here. What would you like to do?
Okay. I am going to not seeing because I'm dazzled right now.
It's a minus one to attack. So it's not crazy, but yes.
Yeah, but I've got sunspots in my eyes, so...
Thanks a lot, rabbit.
I think seeing that the snipers are still very, very far away, but there are dudes right in front of me menacing Jamfram, I'm going to move forward. However, how far forward can I go? But I'm actually going to shoot backwards at the ones that are on Jamfram.
Okay. Do you want to
go here?
Do you want to shoot the one that's not being held, or it's this one to the south? Sure.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
All right, 12 or lower on the trick and 31 to attack.
We are talking about a trick and a hit.
Oh, yay. So it's flat-footed now, and it's going to take, a good bit of damage.
Mm.
I don't know how to add.
42?
Sounds right. Yeah.
28 plus 14? Yeah, it's a lot of high numbers here. A couple... Max damage. Actually, it looks like you rolled a lot on the trick here. The 68 was pretty good. Okay. All right. So that one to the south is flat footed. As we go on to their turn, the one being held, does he get a save at the end of his turn, Tyler, for the
whole person? Condition?
Yeah.
Each round on its turn, the target can spend a full action to attempt a new saving throw to end the effect.
So I will start off with that will save. Toot, toot, toot. Ooh, it was almost a 3, but it rolled to the 16. Good. I believe that is a success, so he will not be held next turn.
Unless I guess. Mm-hmm.
This one does not get a flanking bonus, as it's going to make. Right. Do these guys want to be here? You can make an attacker opportunity. This one's going to take off about 20 feet in the air, Jamfram, because he has a jetpack.
30 to hit.
That is a hit.
All right, for low damage, low prices and low damage, 25 damage.
Okay, but he is able to take off into the sky. So let me, you guys are writing some elevations and stuff. I will make sure. Got him 20 feet up. He's just going to take a shot down at you. Another natural 19. Gosh. Oh, why can't I roll a 20? But I can obviously sticky with these 19s, and this is another one that does not have a critical effect. This is the Frost Shadow Staff ranged attack, so is 16 points of cold damage, Jamfram.
Okay.
And I think Watcher Cruelveth is going to move just straight up to you to make a entropic strike.
You've come here to die early, but I will try to keep as many of you alive, broken, but alive, to feed our Culling Shadow, our Misaxenoi first. I'll do my best. Jasher, is that your name? I forget.
Indubitably.
Bim, 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 bim. Oh, man, they have a cool range attack as well. Yeah, we're just going to do an Entropic Strike. A 10 on the dice against EAC is going to be a hit. We're talking about a whole bunch of acid and bludgeoning damage. 42 points of damage. So 21 acid, 21 bludgeoning. And yeah, let's figure out the snipers. Snipers have 4 targets, I think. I don't know if they want to pick targets. Let me just double check what it says in the old AP. Mm-hmm.
Do they have the same range problems as the players do when they have snipers?
Yeah, typically.
typically. The sniper rifles, though, are very, very long range.
Long range, which is why players can't really use them. But yeah,
because they are long range, but the closer you get, the less accurate they become. Which is like, I'm hoping to get some of that going, but.
I don't think that's how. I think it just has a long range increments. But
yeah, you can still shoot a sniper rifle from 5 feet away just fine.
I think these two see the vehicle come in, Drew, and they're going to try. I think first a trick attack against you. So let me roll this first. I've got to roll. Okay, one success, one fail. So two attacks come in, and your KAC is it unchanged?
Well, because
this is EAC.
Yeah, I'm in the car, so my EAC is 14, presumably plus the 29 that I have.
No.
No, that's not how that works.
No, it's the vehicle's EAC is 14. If it was a Land Cruiser, it will say if there's like a bonus, like a cover bonus or full cover bonus. You said Urban Cruiser?
Yeah, Urban Cruiser is 14. So
it has improved cover, so it's plus 4. Okay. So, I'm sorry, what is your EAC?
My EAC is 20.
Okay, so plus 4, 33. Yeah, even making you flat-footed here, these are two misses. Believe it or not, if I don't roll 19s on every attack, I'm not doing as well. We're gonna try and trick and shoot. One of them will go towards Asher and Sky. Tricked. Jeez, and 15 on the dice is a 30 against flat footed AC. It's going to be a hit, Rebecca. Let me roll some damage. There's so many dice with a trick. So many dice. Oh boy. That's the most trick damage ever. This is why you play these characters all the time, Rebecca. Is this the power you feel? I rolled 8, 6, 7, and 7 on the trick, so 41 points of fire damage. Then I think they were going to do the same to Shamfram, who's walked away from his computer. Oh, no. Please let me miss. Nope, tricked. And natural 20. Oh, no, he's going to kill me. He's going to come back and he's going to kill me. God. Guys, he's going to kill
me. Patrick, you got to stop.
I don't. It's in the rules. I can do this. It's totally legal.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't in the rules.
It's legal.
No, in the rule book, it specifically says that the GM's job is to make it fun. You're not making it fun.
It's cool. It's cool that I do this.
It's cool, I swear. The listeners love this.
Jabert walked away on like being tricked and Rebecca being tricked and hit. He was like so disgusted. He's gonna come back and be like, "Who rolled that 20?
Oh yeah,
who rolled that 20?
I have five dollars that he swears.
Well, this natural 20 comes with, I mean, some good and bad things, but the best thing, it's the first natural 20 of the episode. It's been quite an episode. We're going to give a critical shout out to one of our Patreon supporters. And I'm realizing, oh no, we have multiple. I usually just give people's last initial. And I'm realizing there are multiple James with maybe the same last initial. So they're getting multiple shout outs. James W., thank you so much for supporting us on Patreon. Oh, who wants to break the news? Someone tell Jabert.
Make a hit. Oh, well, there it is.
Someone tell Jabert what happened.
I see the thing. I see the number. I see it. Who was it? Was it the snipers?
It was the snipers. Jabert. Yeah, I'm so sorry.
It's a trick attack crit.
So sorry. Well, I guess I should double check that this trick goes off. Plus there. Because you guys are level 11, I do have to hit 31. Their skill. And
with a 16, that's probably just
I've
fine.
Rolled a 16. Yeah, sorry. It does have to be pretty good. So a lot of damage coming your way as a sniper bullet rips through.
You know, it doesn't matter what armor you put on if they just roll 19s and 20s. So I promise usually it works better than this. Usually I'm a tank, but
This is 74 points of fire damage. 7, 4. How's Jamfram?
I'm still up.
Drew, we're on to you. Zilix fell.
Okay, does another rules question.
Mm-hmm.
Does the fleet feat affect climb speed?
I think if you have a climb speed, yes. I think it affects any movement speed, even flying. I think we've come up against this before, but at the very least, it should affect climbing because, you know, well, it says land speed, so I guess it doesn't affect flying.
Yeah, but you're climbing on the land.
Now, land speed is a specific thing. Sorry.
It is usually pretty specific.
Yeah. All right.
So, if things change your movement speed, it changes like anything, including flying. But this looks like it is very specifically a level 1 feat.
I kind of figured that I wouldn't have the opportunity to do that. So, and this is standard 1G gravity. I don't have super jumping ability right now.
No, this is low gravity. We're on the moon.
Ooh, I hadn't factored that into my math. What would it take to jump?
To jump up about 30 feet or so? I don't know, man. You do that math. Ain't got time for that. You got a whole... until you come around. Typically, a high jump or a jump as part of a move action. If you take a 5-foot step, you can do like 10 feet for every like 5 over the success that you do. Let's see here.
Creatures with a land speed of 35 or more feet gain +4 to bonus to athletics checks to jump, which because I got fleet, I do.
I was about to say, I think under the low gravity, you can jump twice as high. Let me just double check these under environmental rules. Let's see. PCs can jump 3 times as high and as far and lift 3 times as much. So moving up 15 and about 30 feet, I close my Pythagorean theorem thing down. It's like 40. It's actually not that hard. We're talking like a DC 15 if you're getting a running start. So you might have to take a little bit of movement for that.
I mean, my modifier is 17. So
okay.
Actually, my modifier, it's even higher because I am going to 1 sheath array. So now I get +3 to any athletics checks that I want to do.
Sure.
So my modifier is 20. So if I did, can I do 2 jumps and land here or here?
What's your movement speed in general?
My movement speed in general is normally 30, but I have fleet, which adds 10 to that. So it'd be 40.
Okay. With low gravity, jump 3 times as high. So you have to take 10 feet of that movement basically to get a running start. But if you make 2 successful... Oh, no, you would automatically meet these. I think you can get up about 60 feet up this stone cliff face if you're doing a double move.
So
1, 2, about to here?
I'm wondering if it would be better to get here and then go that way the next turn, to go west the next turn.
No, you would have to, you would still not be able to jump up from there because that would be like 120 feet up the side of the cliff wall.
Yeah, I have climb speed, but climb speed's only 20. And so you said about here I could get to?
Yep.
Then let's do it, baby.
Okay. So car's going away. You're jumping out, running, and doing like a little leapfroggy thing over these steps. So basically you can skip about 1 step, it looks like. You can try more on a subsequent turn for like a more difficult jump.
Yeah, like I'm wondering what this height is now that we're almost halfway up.
Yeah, 50 feet.
Maybe. Oh, and also I definitely did not roll the fire damage last turn and need to roll it this turn. Can you remind me what?
Oh, no, that's just this turn at the start of your turn. Make a DC 15 check. You take 5 points of fire damage. DC 15 reflex. Mm-hmm. Okay, fire goes out. Redacted, what would you like to do?
I'm sorry, Patrick, how much was that damage?
5.
Oh, okay. Thank
you. It's going to take a shot at one of these guards threatening Jamfram.
Okay. Got no cover for that one, so go right ahead.
Right.
Is that 25 to hit?
25 against heals. KAC. I think these guys are in heavy armor. Yeah, that is going to be a miss, unfortunately. Okay. Yeah, you've discovered kind of close, very close to his KAC. Jamfram, you've got one of these guys on you. He seems to be shaking off Pradier's spell. You've got Krulveth right next to you.
All right, I'm going to fight defensively, which gives me, oh boy, quite a bit of...
Oh, Bert, I don't think you were here. You have Phase Blade, so you're hitting EAC this turn.
That's very good. That's very good. I like that. All right, so EAC, but I'm taking a little penalty to attacks. I think I guess I'll take her attention as best I can. And do what I can while I can. So, making an attack. This is at a minus 3 because of fighting defensively. Oh boy. Boy howdy. My rolls tonight truly terrible.
We got to reroll.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, 4 is pretty low, but...
Episode's so close to being over. I'd highly recommend you guys take a
Let's go for it.
While you got it. While you got it.
23 to EAC.
Ooh, against her, I think that's a miss. Yeah, unfortunately. But it didn't get wasted. You used it at the very least. Were you just making one attack?
I was fighting defensively.
Oh, right. So that's what the negative is. Okay. Yeah. Alrighty. Pradier, Tyler.
Well, I have to do something, and I'm so sorry, Jabert.
Mm-hmm.
But I just really want to make something happen.
Mm-hmm. And?
Patrick.
Yeah.
If I stand directly under... Oh, wait. Well, If I stand almost directly underneath this individual who's 20 feet up in the air, and I cast a spell that has a 20-foot radius, am I going to hit it?
Yes, because it's emanating from you. You're about 6 feet tall, thereabouts.
This is very risky, and I'm very sorry, Jabert. I'm going to try casting Synaptic Pulse in a 20-foot radius.
Classic Tyler move. So that'd be getting everyone, including Jamfram. Is that correct?
That's why I'm apologizing.
Okay.
I promise to heal you.
All right.
Before I do all this, you're not in HP damage yet, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Deeply in HP damage.
Oh, okay. Taking it all.
No, go for it. No, do it. Do it. No. If you want to know that, Tyler, you cast status on me first.
Synaptic Pulse doesn't do damage, does it?
Yeah, I don't think it does damage, right?
No, it stuns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. I mean, also, it's not like I can heal myself.
I thought he was still in SP damage, so I was like, well, I don't need to heal him until he's in hit point.
Oh, no. Sniper crits. I almost said Kriper hits.
Kriper hits.
Sniper crits are pretty darn deadly. Okay.
One day I should write down his stats. Okay, well, I can't have Jamfram go down because then I will go down immediately. So let's do... I know I have Mystic Cure up here somewhere.
It'd be news to me.
Ho.
That was petty. That was petty and mean. I mean, I haven't I haven't needed the spell in like months. So like, I don't know why I said that. I'm sorry.
Oh man. No. You're not wrong. Okay, we're doing third level Mystic Cure, which is the best I could do, and that's going to be... Oh my gosh. What? Plus whiz. Well, okay. 5d. We're doing 5d8 plus 6.
I'm with like 33 down right now. Yeah.
Okay.
Whoa.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Hey,
3 8s on 5d8. Whoa.
You're back up to full.
Nice.
And
I got this.
That's my spell. Don't want to do anything with my move. I guess I will move in preparation for maybe a future synaptic pulsing.
What's the DC on that?
On synaptic pulse?
Yeah.
It is a third level spell, so we would be looking at 21.
Okay, I just rolled for fun to see what, in secret, to see what I would have gotten.
Oh, thank you.
It would not have been very good for me.
Would have been a bad time. To be these guys. Right, so as you get closer and heal up, Jaboy.
Hey, would have been very good for me.
Yeah, Jeffrey would have been fine. As you get closer and see the wounds healing on Jamfram, there's a pulse of light coming from the crystal, the orb in the bed of crystals here in the center of the cavern. Praetor, all of a sudden, the battle goes away. The people in this crater disappear. You're left alone in kind of like a dark, empty void, save just for this crystal, which kind of looks like one of those stress balls that's filled with glitter and purple liquid. You know, it's like swirling around.
I go squeeze it. It feels like everything I ever wanted it to.
It's so hard, though. No, you hear whispering coming from the orb. Pray, dear, come to me and I will give you the power that you need. The power of to be continued.
Oh. Ooh. Wait, do I actually get that power? I can just to be continued?
Oh, man. Yeah, but you have it's the curse of the GM. You have to become GM. Oh, no power for you. Power for everybody because... Mid combat, we are leveling up to level 12.
Oh, thank goodness!
What? You can't tell me what to do. I am the GM. I am GM, okay. And I am law here. All right,
Patrick. Did you realize we were supposed to level up a little while ago?
You don't have the book, Tyler, to make those kind of accusations.
I don't.
Okay?
You're very right. I.
You don't I have. Don't. You didn't pay $20 for this AP volume, so you will never know, sir. No. This was obviously always my plan. I'm infallible. Mm-hmm. I was hoping that there'd be some more shenanigans before the combat broke out, but no shenanigans. The shenanigans are going to be that as you guys have traversed these crystalline veins here, indeed, your characters oddly feel stronger. You're getting a dark power up. This is your dark level. Y'all have to get emo haircuts before next week and come back leveled up to 12. And I think we've only done this like once or twice before. You gain the amount of hit points and SP points that you would have gained. Mm-hmm. But if you have damage on you, that damage obviously carries over. But yeah, you know a little bit better about what you are facing in this fight, and hopefully we finish the fight next week. I don't know. It's pretty big, bossy battle. So
can I ask a shenanigans free question, Patrick?
Yeah, I
mean, you can ask
shenanigans questions if you want.
Well, we factored in. I'm thinking about this now. We factored in the lower gravity for me to jump. Did we factor that into Asher and Sky's jetpack movement speed?
I don't
affect jetpack movement.
Yeah, it says specifically jumping and lifting in low gravity. It says movement speeds stay the same. So that's a pretty good question. In zero gravity, I think movement speed is... Oh, no. I think if you use like a jetpack in zero gravity, you just keep going in that direction.
Yeah.
I think we've had that kind of shenanigans as well. But
I think we have, yeah.
Yes, we are not in zero. We are in low. Right, so level up. Combat continues next week. No last time on next week. We'll probably skip talking about the level up. I think we'll get back right back into the combat next time.
Woo. Exciting.
All right, guys. Thank you. Thank you for playing with me. Thank you, listeners.
Thank you,
Patrick.
Thank you.
We'll catch you on the next episode of Cosmic Crits. See if these guys can survive the Culling Shadow. So long, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Cosmic Crit, the Starfinder role-playing game and adventure paths are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder and Starfinder images are property of Paizo and are used with permission.